USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Elon Musk isn't endorsing Ron DeSantis just yet, but he is hosting DeSantis on Twitter tonight as the Florida governor officially announces his run for president. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal CEO Summit, Musk said there's one person he's not backing, Donald Trump.
My preference, and I think would be the preference of most Americans, is really to have someone fairly normal in office.
DeSantis is running while he continues to be Florida's governor, and his predecessor, Rick Scott, says that could be a problem.
Whether you're a governor or you're a senator, you know, you don't have unlimited hours every day.
Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News DeSantis has a very steep hill to climb.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
Musk and DeSantis will speak on Twitter Spaces in what will essentially be a live podcast tonight. Fellow Republican candidate Nikki Haley gets some TV time next month in the form of a town hall event on CNN. It'll happen June 4th in Iowa. He's already in prison, convicted of killing his wife and son. Now, former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh faces a long list of federal charges, bank fraud, wire fraud, money laundering. The indictment alleges three different schemes to get money from his law clients. It was a year ago today a gunman walked into Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, and took 21 lives.
May 24th has... You can't. As the families ourselves, of course, the community members, there's no moving on.
Uvalde parent Gloria Casares says time has stood still since the shootings. President Biden will talk about it later today at the White House and repeat his call on congressional Republicans to help stop gun violence. They're talking again, but House and White House debt ceiling negotiators remain far apart, with about 8 days before the federal government might be unable to pay some of its bills. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine and More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine and More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.
Brace yourself. The Memorial Day weekend travel crunch is just about underway.
Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions amid an ongoing air traffic controller shortage. I'm Skip Kelly.
The crush of your fellow holiday travelers might be the least of your worries. A big storm's forecast to hit parts of the East Coast, potentially ruining a lot of vacations. The coast from central Florida north to Delaware could get drenched, and the rains might reach inland as far as Raleigh, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. A different system claimed at least two lives yesterday. Two men working on a house in a suburb of Houston were killed when the house collapsed in high winds. One person was also injured in a nearby town when the roof of an auto body shop collapsed. We're learning a bit more about the 19-year-old who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades about a block away from the White House Monday night. CNN says Sai Kandula made threats after being arrested, saying he wanted to kidnap President Biden. Kandula's being held without bail. And this from the D.C. suburb of Fairfax, Virginia. A man with an AK-47 in his car was stopped and arrested for having that gun on the grounds of a preschool this week. Police say Eric Sandow told them he was heading to CIA headquarters. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.